It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The defense has not been what it was last year.
It's the meh.
And that's part of the problem. I would think part of this might be the defense is on the field more than it was. That can't help.
It's possible.
The numbers clearly show the last year was significantly better. Yards per game is big. That's where the Browns were ranked number one last year in the NFL. That right now they're giving up about 55 yards more per game. Instead of being first, they're still 12th in yards allowed, Andy, so kind of middle of the pack.
They're meh. But they'd be above meh if they could just tackle.
Problem is their run defense is giving up 141 yards per game. That's 25th in the NFL right now. And they're giving up 24.2 points a game. Well, your offense hasn't scored even 19 in a game. So if you're giving up 24.2 points a game, you're not going to win football games with this offense. And so I would love to say the defense is terrible. It's not. It's just not the dominant defense it was last year. Its tackling hasn't been good, as we've seen. And its defense against the run has not been good at all. And so you kind of have an ordinary defense right now, just kind of middle of the road. That's not good enough to win with this team. Not the way this offense is playing.
No. I was hoping Njoku was going to be able to help things out yesterday. That didn't work out that for everything we thought it would be. You're talking about more injuries. Denzel Ward, I can't wait to hear the injury update again. So, you know, that MRI machine, fire it back up, man, because I don't know. Who had it today? Oh, it was Mary Kay that had it. They're talking about the players that have to get MRIs today. So it's Njoku, Ward on his hamstring, Delpit, head injury, Posick, knee again, 00 is just sick, Charlie Hewlett, rib, Rodney McLeod, face laceration. Ooh, that doesn't sound fun.
No. Jerry's in Cleveland. Jerry, Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in a couple of minutes. Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Okay, I'll make it quick. First off, I want to say that Stefanski can't make a quarterback change, only because I don't think that he got the power. I believe if it was his call, I believe he would change. That's just my opinion.
Jerry? Second, agreed. Agreed.
I want to say that the Browns defense, if you look at it since Stefanski been here over the years, they've always gave up big plays, even when they was playing good lights out. They always, every game, it was some kind of miscommunication, some kind of long run, some kind of long pass. That's that. When they signed Watson, what was it, 3 or 4 years? Whenever they signed him, it was a guy y'all had on y'all show that said Watson will never be that quarterback again that he was. I don't know who the guy was, but he was adamant. He said y'all will never see him being that quarterback. He said he won't even be close to it. Mm. And I remember that. And I got one question for you guys.
Sure.
Do y'all feel like Bertoni was having a good year? Do y'all feel like he's playing like he used to, his regular calls? I don't see it. And I just think that I don't think there's a Pro Bowler on that line right now. So it's just my opinion. Thank you, guys.
Jerry, thank you for the phone call.
I agree with the last line. There is no Pro Bowler on the line. That is correct.
I would agree with that. I've not watched Joel specifically enough to say whether he's been significantly dropped from his level of play. Menegan has watched more closely on the offensive line and is not the least bit happy with Joel Bitonio this year.
He's also got to do a little bit more work because look to the right, look to the left. Sometimes those
Posick's
guys aren't
been there most of the time, but Ethan has been out a couple of times.
No, Jed
the line has been a mess, guys. And it's not just injury; it's performance. It's not just injury. Other teams have injuries on the offensive line. Yeah. What do? You have to figure out how to make it work. I mean, you don't have a choice because what are you supposed to do, Andy? Well, we're injured on the offensive line. Okay, well, let's go to the draft next year.
Oh, boy, are we already doing that?
No, you have 12 games to play. Andy, you're only two games out of first place.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because you didn't bring that up yet. And I was going to bring that's the optimistic way to look at this thing.
Out of first place. And you've got every game in the division to play. You're two games out of first place. So
it's not, and you have to play every AFC North team this year. You haven't played one game.
Right.
Yet.
That's what you got to play them each twice.
Mm-hmm.
You're two games out. I know that sounds preposterous right now with what we've seen, but you're only two games out. So I don't want to hear about the injuries. Other teams have injuries. Fix it. Figure it out. Make it work. If you don't have the personnel, change the scheme.
I don't know I'm just curious to hear what he's going to say. I don't expect anything earth-shattering. I do expect we're going to play bingo on this one?
No.
You don't want to play, anybody want to play bingo?
I'm not in the mood for a fun game.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.